When you think of great monuments of architecture, what images come to mind? For many, it's the great arches and domes of the Texas Capitol or the ornate facades of the San Antonio missions. But for more than a century, buildings have been designed not with great masses of stone or concrete, but increasingly with thinner and lighter materials. These materials save time and they don't cost as much. They also put new technologies to work. Today, many buildings are clad in pre-manufactured systems known as curtain walls. These lightweight walls of metal, glass, ceramics, or thin stone no longer support a structure. Instead, they drape a building to shield it from the elements. Curtain walls were pioneered in the early skyscrapers of New York and Chicago, but many architects say they came of age in Texas during the 1970s. In Houston, the noted architect, Philip Johnson, designed a series of buildings with curtain walls. First, he ended the era of the glass box when he boldly sliced the top of the Pennzoil building with an inclined curtain wall. Then he stretched aluminum and glass like a slick body sock around the Post Oak Center. Finally, he designed the Transco Tower with reflective glass that soars into the Texas big sky. The coming generation of curtain walls promises even more. As architects pursue designs that are friendlier to the environment, the skins of buildings will come alive. When walls can flex and breathe, collect heat in winter, and reflect heat in summer, they can help create greater harmony and balance between a building's occupants and the environment. A well-designed curtain wall can be a technological marvel, a work of art, and a window to the world, proving that beauty in architecture is more than skin deep.